To everyone at home listening or watching us, welcome to Iction With, a podcast presented by A-Star Financial Solutions, presented by New Luxmi Jewelers, Tap Tap Send, and also supported by Nepal Authentic Dining and Nepali Music Festival UK 2022. I am Lex Thimbu, and today I have the very wonderful Srishti from Tap Tap Send with us. Welcome, Srishti.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, thank you so much for coming. I mean, I think only we know the turmoil that we are facing today.
Honestly, it's been crazy.
To our listeners, tapaiharu kaha hununcha, jahanbata sunirahekko hununcha bhane pani, aaja chain UK ma dherai dherai chiso cha, rail strikes, every other strike, je soche pani haina, everything's happening today.
Everything's gone wrong today.
And aaja hami hamro normal setting studio bhanda pani alikati antai thau ma aeko karanle alikati tapaiharule heriraknu bhayeko cha bhane bhinnata त देख्नु नै हुन्छ साउन्ड पनि अलिकति डिफ्रेन्ट हुनसक्छ होला म भन्दा पनि धेरै हाम्रो लिसनर्सहरूले चाहिँ यो चाहिँ टिप्नु हुँदो रहेछ कि एन्ड दे अलवेज से आजको यसपालिको अडियो किन अलिकति तलमाथि थियो खालको हुन्छ है सो बट नन द लेस आई थिङ्क वी हेभ अ गुड कन्भर्सेसन अहेड एन्ड थ्याङ्क यू सो मच फर मेकिङ टाइम एज वेल टु जोइन अस
त्यसो भए हाम्रो लिसनर्स चाहिँ धेरै अटेन्टिभ हुनुपर्छ हुनुहुन्छ
हुनुहुँदो रहेछ क्या किनभने आई वाज जस्ट थिङ्किङ कहिले काहीँ क्या अब ओके आज हाम्रो हेडफोन्स छैन क्या होइन नर्मली हाम्रो हेडफोन्स लाउँछौँ नि त अनि कसै कसैले लेख्नुहुन्छ क्या त्यो हेडफोन्सको लाउनु जरुरी चाहिँ के छ खालको एन्ड टु बी अनेस्ट खास गरी त्यस्तो साह्रो चाहिँ छैन होइन किन हामी त गफ मात्र गर्ने हो नि त तर के हुन्छ भने चाहिँ कहिले काहीँ हेडफोन्स लाउँदाखेरि इट मेक्स यु फिल मोर लाइक aware and conscious of what you're saying because you're really zoned in but then kati manche lai chain tele chain it makes them feel nervous but I think it's good as I'm it's gonna about your conversation ko lagi aayeko ho haina but Srishti enough about that hamro sunirakhnu bhayeko heriraknu bhayeko listeners lai if you could introduce yourself give us a short brief introduction
so I'm Srishti Gurung I'm the growth lead for Nepal at Tap Tap Send so Tap Tap Send हजुरले भनिसक्नुभयो हजुरहरूको लिसनर्सलाई पहिला पनि ट्याप ट्याप सेन्ड चाहिँ एउटा इन्टरनेसनल मनी ट्रान्सफर एप हो जसले चाहिँ ओभर यु क्यान सेन्ड मनी टु ओभर 30 डिफ्रेन्ट कन्ट्रिज फ्रम युएस युके र युरोप इन्क्लुडिङ नेपाल होइन सो म चाहिँ एउटा ग्रोथ लिडको काम गर्छु त्यो भनेको चाहिँ अब सिम्पली भन्नुपर्दाखेरि चाहिँ जस्तो कि बिफोर अगस्ट अफ 2020 खासै हाम्रो नेपाली कम्युनिटीमा युकेमा युरोपमा कसैलाई ट्याप ट्याप सेन्डको बारेमा थाहा थिएन होइन सो मेरो काम चाहिँ के हो भने यो एपलाई चाहिँ हाम्रो मार्केटमा इन्ट्रोड्युस गराउने होइन इन्ट्रोड्युस गराउँदाखेरि चाहिँ के गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ अफेक्टिभ स्ट्राटेजी होला के गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ मान्छेहरूले रिस्पोन्ड गर्नुहुन्छ होला भनेर त्यसको बारेमा अलिकति स्ट्राटेजीहरू निकाल्ने अनि त्यही अनुसार इम्प्लिमेन्ट गर्ने अनि इभेन्चुली अभियसली हाम्रो गोल भनेको चाहिँ उहाँहरूले हाम्रो एप अडप्ट गर्ने चलाउने चाहिँ अफकोर्स हाम्रो लागि बिजनेसको लागि अब त्यो नै हुन्छ होइन एन्ड गोल भनेको चाहिँ सो त्यसमा चाहिँ म काम गर्दैछु अहिले या सो द्याट्स एसेन्सियली माई रोल एट ट्याप ट्याप सेन्ड अनि ट्याप ट्याप सेन्ड मैले भने जस्तै चाहिँ एउटा एप हो होइन माइक्रो लेभलमा चाहिँ हामीले के गर्छौँ भने इन्डिभिजुअल्सहरूलाई चाहिँ हामीले नेपाल पैसा पठाउँदाखेरि चाहिँ एउटा सस्तो फास्ट फेयर अनि कन्भिनियन्ट वेमा चाहिँ नेपाल पैसा पठाउने एउटा मिडियम दिन्छौँ होइन माइक्रो लेभलमा चाहिँ हामीले के गर्दैछौँ भने अब अलिकति स्ट्रङ्गर इकोनोमीबाट लो इन्कम इकोनोमी लाइक नेपालमा चाहिँ हामीले मिलियन्स अफ डलर्स चाहिँ ट्रान्सफर गरिरहेको छौँ होइन एभ्री सिङ्गल डे सो माइक्रो लेभलमा चाहिँ हामीले अब रेमिटेन्स इन्डस्ट्रीमा भित्र चाहिँ काम गरिरहेको छौँ अनि नेपाल जस्तो ठाउँलाई चाहिँ रेमिटेन्स भनेको एउटा धेरै इम्पोर्टेन्ट चिज हो किनभने हाम्रो जिडिपी हेर्दाखेरि चाहिँ 2020 चाहिँ नियरली 25% चाहिँ जिडिपी कन्ट्रिब्युसन चाहिँ हाम्रो रेमिटेन्सबाट भएको थियो होइन सो ट्याप ट्याप सेन्डले चाहिँ माइक्रो लेभलमा चाहिँ त्यो जुन नेपालको इकोनोमी छ त्यसलाई मद्दत गरिरहेको छ अनि माइक्रो लेभलमा चाहिँ इन्डिभिजुअल्सहरू इन्डिभिजुअल नेपालीजहरूलाई चाहिँ पैसा पठाउँदाखेरि चाहिँ मद्दत गरिरहेको छ
द्याट्स इन्क्रेडिबल थ्याङ्क यू सो मच ट्याप ट्याप सेन्डको बारेमा त्यो एउटा र तपाईँको पनि इन्ट्रोडक्सन दिनुभएकोमा होइन अगस्ट 2020 चाहिँ ट्याप ट्यापको यु नो आई थिङ्क यु मेन्सन अगस्ट 2020 भन्दा अगाडि चाहिँ नेपालमा त्यस्तो कनेक्सन थिएन
हजुर हजुर
अनि तर ट्याप ट्याप वाज अलरेडी देयर सर्भिङ अदर मार्केट्सहरू. सो क्यान यु ब्रिफली होइन छोटकरीमा अब कति मान्छेलाई चाहिँ अब सोच उहाँहरूलाई पनि हुन्छ ट्यापट्याप चाहिँ के हो, यो नेपालीहरूको कम्पनी हो कि होइन, को रहेछ ट्यापट्यापको ठुलो मान्छे, हामी पनि बोल्न सकिन्छ कि भन्ने हाम्रो कम्युनिटी चाहिँ यहाँ पनि त्यो त्यसमा रुटेड छ. बोल्नु पायो भने अझै विश्वास पो हुन्थ्यो कि खालको हुन्छ होइन. सो अलिकति बताइदिनु सक्नुहुन्छ ट्यापट्यापको लाइक सुरुको ब्रिफ हिस्ट्री या कसरी चाहिँ सुरु भयो भन्नेको बारेमा.
So TapTap has been around since 2018, you know. So previously, we have started to serve African countries, specifically Francophone African countries. So few countries, we have seen that especially larger companies are attention to serve. सो त्यो कन्ट्रिजहरूलाई चाहिँ एउटा प्लेटफर्म दिनको लागि होइन, इजिली पैसा पठाउनको लागि अनि त्यो पनि फ्री वेमा पैसा पठाउनको लागि चाहिँ एउटा प्लेटफर्म बिल्ड गरेको थियो. एज वी ग्रु वी स कि साउथ एसियन कन्ट्रिजहरूमा पनि त्यो निड छ होइन, अनि नेपालमा पनि एउटा निड छ, अनि हाम्रो अरू कम्पनीजहरूले चाहिँ खासै नेपाल स्पेसिफिक केही गरेको छैन, नेपाललाई नेपाली मार्केटलाई बुझ्न खोजेर राम्ररी बुझ्न खोजेर के हो त मार्केट, अनि नेपाली कम्युनिटीलाई के चाहिरहेछ बुझ्न खोज्नु भएको थिएन होइन. सो ट्यापट्याप सेन्स चाहिँ कसरी डिफ्रेन्ट छ भने हामी चाहिँ अलिकति लोकलाइज अप्रोच लिइरहेछौँ होइन. जस्तै कि आज म हजुरको पडकास्टमा अब यो हाम्रो सबै लिसनर्स भनेको नै नेपाली नै हो होइन. सो हामीले चाहिँ के गर्न ट्राई गरिरहेको छौँ ट्यापट्याप सेन्समा भनेको भन्दाखेरि चाहिँ टु रियली ट्राई एन्ड अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द कम्युनिटी द्याट वाज सर्भिङ होइन. आई रियली बिलिभ द्याट अनलेस यु अन्डरस्ट्यान्ड द कम्युनिटी यु क्यानट प्रोभाइड द सर्भिस द्याट दे निड. सो द्याट्स वाट वेयर ट्राइङ टु डु होइन. सो वेयर टोकिङ हामीले सुरुदेखि नै अगस्ट 2020 नै नेपाली कम्युनिटीसँग मिलेर नै यो प्रडक्ट डेभलप गरिरहेको छौँ. के चाहिन्छ त नेपाली मान्छेहरूलाई होइन, अब हाम्रो मिलिट्री कम्युनिटी होस्, एक्स मिलिट्री कम्युनिटी होस्, हाम्रो जुन नर्सेसहरू हुनुहुन्छ अथवा सिजनल वर्कर्स, उहाँहरूको निड के छ त्यो बुझेर चाहिँ हामीले त्यही अनुसार चाहिँ प्रडक्ट अडाप्ट पनि गरेको छौँ होइन. अनि त्यसपछि सो वी ट्राई टु रिच देम वान बाई अन्डरस्ट्यान्डिङ देम युजिङ इन अ in the language, aba hamro language use pani nepali ma communication style pani nepali jun community le use garnu huncha ani manche haru pani jo chai wahars le relate garna saknu huncha waharu ko through chai hamle dherai jana lai reach garna sakirako chhau haina. So yeah, I would say like in terms of history hamle suru gareko chai African countries bata ho, tara one thing that stayed consistent throughout serving African countries as well as Asian countries is that hamle chai ekdamai localized approach ani really afno community lai chinera janera chai balla chai euta product introduce garne athawa improve garne chai koshish gariraheko chha.
Hajur, त्यो सुन्दाखेरि त धेरै राम्रो लाग्यो होइन. एउटा ग्लोबल कम्पनीले ग्लोबल अप्रोचमा चाहिँ त्यो कसरी चाहिँ त्यो प्रडक्टलाई चाहिँ एउटा त्यो लोकल नलेज र लोकल वेमा कसरी सर्भ गर्न मिल्छ भन्ने खालको अप्रोच, आई थिङ्क द्याट्स वाट एभ्री वान सुड बी वर्किङ टुवर्ड्स बिकज यु नो वी कान्ट जस्ट अपरेट इन अ वान साइज फिट्स अल सोर्ट अफ मेथड. र जुन चाहिँ हामीले यो छोटो समयमा देख्दै पनि आइरहेको छौँ तपाईँहरूको प्रमोसन या मार्केटिङ स्ट्राटेजी होस् होइन, तपाईँ त अब यहाँ बेलायतमा बसेर काम ट्यापट्यापको लागि काम गर्नुहुन्छ होइन, तर तपाईँहरू जस्तो नेपाली टिमहरू चाहिँ ट्यापट्यापको कुन कुन देशमा हुनुहुन्छ? किनभने मैले बुझेअनुसार भर्खरै यही साल नै 2022 ट्यापट्याप अहिले युएसबाट पनि युएसको सर्टन स्टेट्सहरूबाट पनि इट अपरेट्स फ्रम देयर एज वेल होइन.
हजुर, सो पार्ट अफ द टेकिङ द लोकल अप्रोच इज द्याट लाइक हामीले अफकोर्स लाइक यु सेड हाम्रो नेपाली पिपल इन द एक्चुअल कन्ट्रिज द पिपल क्यान सेन्ड फ्रम होइन, सेन्डर कन्ट्रिजमा चाहिँ अफकोर्स वेयर हायरिङ पिपल इन पोर्चुगल, रिसेन्टली इन दुबई, युएसमा पनि. अनि हामीले चाहिँ के गर्न खोजिरहेको भने चाहिँ कम्युनिटी लेभलमा नै बरु सम्बडी हायर गर्ने होइन. सो हामीले चाहिँ ब्रान्ड एम्बेसडर्स भने चाहिँ डिफ्रेन्ट ठाउँमा युकेमा पनि पोर्चुगलमा पनि युएसमा पनि अब युकेकोमा युकेमा पनि डिफ्रेन्ट रिजन्समा अथवा डिफ्रेन्ट कम्युनिटिजमा डिफ्रेन्ट एम्बेसडर्स राखेर चाहिँ काम गरिरहेको छौँ होइन. सो वाट वेयर ट्राइङ टु डु इज लाइक involve the community as much as possible. So one the aba Nepal paisa patauda to individual like jolai chai sajilo bhayo aba fee pani tirnu parena wahalai euta advantage bhayo haina Nepal paisa pugda kheri aba tya Nepali economy ko lagi euta advantage bhayo ani tespachi UK ma while we're growing what we're trying to do is use the हाम्रो जुन कम्युनिटी मेम्बर्सहरू नै हुनुहुन्छ उहाँहरूलाई नै सँगै काम गरेर चाहिँ हामीले ग्रो गर्न खोजिरहेको छौँ होइन सो वाइल वी ग्रोइङ वी वन्ट टु बेनिफिट द नेपाली कम्युनिटी इन द युके एज वेल सो प्राइमरी लेभलमा पनि सेकेन्डरी लेभलमा पनि जसरी हुन्छ नेपाली कम्युनिटीलाई चाहिँ जता भए पनि अलिकति एडभान्टेज होस् अलिकति अपर्च्युनिटी होस् भन्ने चाहिँ मेरो विचार छ
हजुर And on that note, I also have to make a special shout out to TapTapSend because TapTapSend is our silver partner for Yo Ikchin With podcast series. And that's been a great help. And I think that's one of the things that keeps it, I think it's a great thing for the community because a podcast like this, it's not something that can just run and sustain by itself. But I think it's the support from companies like TapTapSend that really makes these conversations happen every week. It's that simple. Go on your phone, TapTapSend, download karna host. Ra tapaiharuko pahilo transaction send ma chahi tapaiharule ekchin 10 promo code halnu bhayo bhane chahi you will receive a £10 bonus. Or £10 of that value, whether it's American dollars as well. Tapaile yo choto samay ma nai few things mention garisaknu bhayo haina Nepali harule aba America bata pani paisa pathauna saknuhuncha dherai thau bata Nepal ma paisa pathauna saknuhuncha tara Portugal ko barema pani kura garnu bhayo yaha belayat ma basera pani yaha ko community ma pani kaam gardai hununcha ra slightly well known individuals haru sanga pani kaam gardai aunu bhayeko cha tapaiko herai ma chai aba tap tap ko aile ko yo choto samay ma chai नेपाल पैसा पठाउने मार्केटहरू यो तिनवटा देशको होइन के कस्तो सिमिल्यारिटिज या भिन्नता देख्नु भएको छ किनभने अब आइ एम स्योर देयर इज अ लट अफ डिफरेन्सेस एज वेल बिकज डिपेन्डिङ अन द डेमोग्राफिक अफ नेपाली पिपल द्याट आर इन दिज थ्री डिफरेन्ट कन्ट्रिज
सो हामीले सुरु गरेको भनेको चाहिँ युकेबाट हो होइन अब म पनि युके बेस्ड नै छु अनि कम्पनी पनि युके रेजिस्टर्ड नै भएको भएर चाहिँ हामीले सुरु गरेको चाहिँ युकेबाट हो अब अभियसली हजुर पनि युकेमा नै बसिराख्नु भएको छ अनि प्रब्ली हाम्रो लिसनर्सहरू पनि धेरैजना युकेबाटै हुनुहुन्छ सो युकेको जुन नेपाली कम्युनिटीको ब्याकग्राउन्ड छ हामीले अलिक हल्का बुझि नै रहेको छौँ होइन हामी धेरै जस्तो चाहिँ अब मिलिट्री ब्याकग्राउन्डबाट आएको छौँ अनि सिन्स हाम्रो अर्ली 2000s जब हामीले right to settle payo tespachi like it's been relatively easy for us to come to the UK work here and settle here you know but what I find the difference is that like socio economically say jun Portugal based migrants haru huncha wahar chai halka different background bata aunu bhako chha haina jun hamro we have a certain level of certainty in terms of residency लाइक त्यसको त त्यसको हाम्रो खासै चिन्ता गर्नु पर्दैन किनभने अब वी हेभ लाइक वी आर एबल टु कम हियर थ्रु लिगल मिन्स वी हेभ द राइट टु लिभ हियर वेयर इज लाइक पोर्चुगल बेस्ड माइग्रेन्ट्सहरू चाहिँ लट अफ देम आर अन टेम्पररी भिजा होइन सो त्यसको जुन रेजिडेन्सीको चाहिँ उनीहरूसँग त्यस्तो साह्रो सर्टन्टी छैन फर लाइक 4 or 5 years they will be on a temporary visa and then they can apply for permanent residency or Portuguese citizenship. So tyo euta kura bhayo haina. What I also find is like from particularly for our generation, you know, of course aba world level ma heryo bhane khasai hami tyati saro privileged haina haina. Aba like as a woman and as like someone from an ethnic minority background like first generation migrant testo saro like privileged ta chaina but in many ways aba Nepali community bitra nai herni ho bhane chai hamro certain level of privilege chai cha for especially coming from UK British military background you know our parents usually have built a certain level of wealth so hami Nepal ma nai basirako bhaye pani We would have reached a certain level of education, I know. We would have had access, maybe, probably, I mean, Portugal, maybe, I mean, UK, or Australia, probably student visa, or Kathmandu, or Pokhrama, a certain level of job, or so, two privilege, say, I'm a UK based migrant, I do not find Portugal-based migrants. So we did a research with our current user base in Portugal. So nearly 50% le matra high school education sakaunu bhayeko thiyo hamro Portugal users aru. Which is a very different reality to the UK migrants. Another thing is ki obviously, UK ma use hune language bhaneko English, haina. Nepal ma pani to a certain level, it's common. English bhaneko euta hamro lagi secondary language nai ho. Ani aile chai aba government le garda pani sabai schools haru government schools le pani English medium ma nai sikaunu huncha, haina. So certain level of familiarity with English is there. When you go to Portugal, obviously you're having to speak in Portuguese, navigate a whole new country in a whole new language that you would probably never heard of. Portuguese bhanne aba language say probably before Cristiano Ronaldo became a worldwide sensation, or like before Nepali migrants started going to Portugal, khase ami kasalai pani tetti saro Portuguese language ko knowledge ta thiyena. But now what the migrants are having to do is like navigate this whole new country in a whole new language. So that brings a lot of barriers that we don't necessarily have to face as UK-based Nepali migrants, you know? So hamle aba app introduce garda pani aba usually app chalaunako lagi chai aba card chahiyo, you know? Ani card, once you've uploaded your card details and everything, there's obviously 3DS checks, security checks that your bank enforces. And what we found a lot of the times is that that check was so difficult for the Portugal-based migrants to cross. Because once they left TapTapSend, so TapTapSend is English, right? So TapTapSend, with help of like our ambassadors or their friends or family, they can use TapTapSend. But once they leave TapTapSend, and then they have to go to like the banco portal to say like, yes, I made that transaction. It's all in Portuguese, right? So you have 2 minutes to complete that whole procedure, because the bank obviously gives you limited time to finish everything to ensure that it's actually you and you actually have the phone and you're doing everything yourself. But why? Firstly, the titi saro digitally savvy unu hudaina, haina. This mathi Portuguese ma sabai padera, translate garera, sabai gardakheri ta unharuko 3DS timed out hune, haina. So we faced a lot of issues like that. So yeah, generally to answer the question, like there are a lot of differences between UK and US, maybe are more similar, but when you look at Portugal versus UK and US, the socioeconomic background, how comfortable they are with like digital products, there's a vast, vast difference. And then I think as we grow and we go to the Middle East, China, we'll probably see this coming in again. And then I think what's interesting also is that UK mapani, you'll find like the Nepali community is very, very strong. But because I think of the joint struggle, the fact that, you know, like ekarkale ekdamai madad garnu parcha Portugal ma chai, haina, to navigate the system, the community is like one that I've never seen before. It's so strong. It's really insane, haina. So Lisbon ma, so maile dherai kaam gareko bhanne chai Odimira bhanne region ma ho. It's an agricultural region because a lot of the Nepali migrants say work in agriculture. When I then went to Lisbon, so I went to Odimira first, and then when I went to Lisbon, obviously that was a new city. And then like as soon as I arrived, there was like I could hear Nepali voices.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Nepali voices at the train station, on the street. I don't know what it is, like what the psychology is, what the science is, but I don't know if you find this. If you're in a crowd and like there's obviously lots of noises going on, it's really, really busy, but Nepali voice, Nepali language, say somehow you pick up very easily. So Lisbon ma pani tei bhayo haina Nepali voices haru sunna payo. And then at that time I didn't have the metro card to like use the tube, and I heard like a Nepali voice, so I was like, okay, like let me ask this person for help. And what happened was they were like, oh, like don't worry, you can use mine, like I have one, you can use it, you don't have to pay me, there should be like this amount of money anyway, so you can like use it, where are you going, like let me take you to that place. So yeah, the level of like support within the Nepali community in Portugal is like incredible, and I think that partly comes from the fact that like you're struggling together. And yeah, people I guess are like seeking out people from their own community. They understand each other's problems, they empathize with the fact that like, you know, moile pani, like probably that person's been in Lisbon a little bit longer than me, so they really understand, okay, like usle jo problem moile face gareko thyo ule pani aile face gariraeko cha, so moile chai ulai help garnu parcha, tyo jun feeling and like mindset they have was like really incredible, and I was really, really truly touched by that. So like even once I came back from Portugal, like that's something that I reflected on a lot. Yeah, and it was like truly inspirational, like obviously we talk about community and the importance of community, but yeah, I think I really understood and saw like what being part of a community really, really means. And that was really, really special.
Yeah, I think that's like quite powerful. And maybe that's something that maybe a lot of possibly our parents felt and experienced in their really early days of being a Nepali in the UK, and that might be through the connection of Nambaris, Paltanes, or the restaurant community of Nepali people who came in the 70s and 80s. Jun chai aile, you know, tapaile touch garnu bhayo, hamiharu aba overall perspective ma ta still कति कुराहरू नभए तापनि नेपाली यो धेरै हामी बाहिर विदेशिएको पपुलेसनहरूमा चाहिँ अहिले चाहिँ हामी एक किसिम त्यो एउटा कम्फर्ट साथले नै हामी अगाडि बसिरहेछौँ नि त. एन्ड आई थिङ्क त्यो राइट टु सेटलको कुरा गर्दाखेरि चाहिँ त्यो नभइन्जेलसम्म चाहिँ सबैजनाको माइन्डमा चाहिँ एक दिन हामी नेपाल फर्किन्छौँ, सबै कुरा चाहिँ पैसा कमाउने चाहिँ अब पठाउनुपर्छ नेपाल, कसरी पठाउने, कसरी राम्रो रेट ल्याउने, घर जग्गा सबै जोड्नुपर्छ. तर त्यो 2006 पछाडि चाहिँ अब हामी यहीँ काम गर्दै बसिरहेकोहरूको लागि चाहिँ एक्चुली घर त अब यहाँ पनि हुने रहेछ नि त भन्ने पनि भयो, र कति मान्छेलाई चाहिँ अब उताबाट पनि हामी आउनु थाल्यो होइन. So yeah, it's really interesting. It's almost like there's a whole research that we can do completely just on the human movement of Nepali people and you know how hamro language, hamro culture kind of evolves with that. But going back to Tap Tap Send, aba aile ta tapaiharu thuprei market ma expand gardai hununcha ra encourage attractive promotions haru pani leirakhnu bhako cha haina, Nepal bata nai campaign haru pani bhakharai thuprei influencer related campaign haru pani hamile dekhiraheko thiyau. Hal aile chai what's it like in terms of tapaiharuko you know supporter base, user base chai ke kasto cha aile chai tap tap, kinabhane I understand that this is a very there are some really historic players in this market, jun chai hamro Nepali community ko yahi kai ama baba uncle auntie haru pani dherai sundai aunu bhayeko uhaharuko chai physical presence cha, जहाँ चाहिँ त्यो डिजिटल हेजिटेन्सी चाहिँ उहाँहरूले त्यो एक्सपिरियन्स गर्नु पर्दैन, किनभने उहाँहरू चाहिँ स्टिल भाइबरमा कल गरेर भाइ मैले पैसा हालेको त्यहाँ पुगे कि पुगेन भन्ने खालको त्यो वे अफ गिभिङ, वे अफ ट्रान्सफरिङ मनी पनि यहाँ प्रोभाइड गरिरहेको छ. जुन चाहिँ ट्याप ट्याप बिकज इट्स अ भेरी डिजिटल अनलाइन बेस्ड एप बेस्ड प्लेटफर्म, त्यहाँ चाहिँ आई डोन्ट थिङ्क त्यो पाउँछ जस्तो लाग्यो होइन. सो फर अ एप लाइक ट्याप ट्याप how are things going?
Welcome to A-Star, your complete financial solution. The A stands for first class service and the star relates to you, our most important clients. We are a team of whole market advisors with more than 10 years of excellent service. Serving nationwide, we specialized in home mortgages and remortgages, wills and estate planning, residential sales and lettings, property management, real estates, insurances and pensions. For both personal and business financial advices, please feel free to contact us for consultant. We look forward to working with you. A-Star Financial Solution. Making your move memorable.
And huge shout out to our sponsors, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, New Lakshmi Jewelers, Tap Tap Send, Nepal Authentic Dining, and Nepali Music Festival UK 2022.
Yeah, I think you've definitely touched on the fact that a lot of Amrits, especially older generations, they have been relying on local players or like more well-known established players to send money to Nepal, you know. A lot of them use actually like physical stores, agents to send money. Oh, compared to us, where you will do it directly through your phone. Let's say ki, what we found is that generally, if you're living within an ethnic conclave, like Aldershot or Jackson Heights, na, athawa जुन हाम्रो पोर्चुगलमा चाहिँ लिस्बनमा काम गरिराख्नु भएको छ भने चाहिँ हजुरलाई ओर लन्डनमा हजुरलाई यो फिजिकल प्लेयर्सहरूलाई एक्सेस गर्न चाहिँ सजिलो हुन्छ होइन किनभने एभ्री 5-10 स्टोर्समा चाहिँ हजुर एउटा एजेन्ट पाउनुहुन्छ तर जेनरली वाट वी फाइन्ड इज द्याट मोस्ट अफकोर्स अल्डरसटमा ठुलो पपुलेसन छ तर नेपाली मान्छेहरू त वाइड स्प्रेड हुनुहुन्छ होइन थ्रु आउट the UK. And ever since I started working at TapTap, I feel like I've seen the extent to which like where Nepali people are in all corners of the UK, all corners of America, all corners of Portugal, you know? So while, let's say, it's not necessarily an option to go to the store. So what we're seeing is that ethnic enclaves are, they do have an option, but khasi, if you're living anywhere outside of Aldershot or outside of London, you do not necessarily have that means of sending money through physical stores, I know. Ani, another factor that comes in is the fact that you don't always have time to go to these stores. Mm-hmm. Of course, like business hours, bita janu paryo, 9 to 5, 9 to 6. A lot of the Nepali migrants are working in the healthcare industry, security industry. The hours are not always 9 to 5. The hours are usually like night time or very early in the morning. So to physical stores ma jane time pani sadai mildaina haina ani Portugal ma chai hamle ke dekhyo bhane एक्चुली हाम्रो एग्रिकल्चरल वर्कर्सहरूको चाहिँ सिजनमा काम गर्नुहुन्छ होइन सो सिजनमा स्पेसली समर सिजनमा उहाँहरूले चाहिँ पिकिङको काम गर्नुहुन्छ सो युजली बेरिजहरू पिक गर्नुहुन्छ अनि सिजनको बेलामा चाहिँ हजुरले टाइम अफ युजली वन्स अ विक यु माइट नट इभन गेट द्याट होइन एन्ड इट्स सच स्ट्रेन्युस वर्क लाइक यु वर्क वर्किङ लाइक अन योर फिट लाइक विथ योर ह्यान्ड्स फर 10 to 12 आवर्स लाइक एज सुन एज यु गो होम अल यु वान्ट टु डु इज स्लिप so for them, like, this has made a huge difference because they don't necessarily have to wait till Sunday and queue up at their local, like, bustle and send because they can send when it's convenient for them, right? So that's usually probably, like, on the journey from their house to the farm, like, busma, when they have, like, 15, 20 minutes, like, they can do that or, like, just before bed. So... although yes, like there are physical methods and maybe like some people do prefer them, I think we have to also consider like people who don't necessarily live near like physical stores, and for them like this is a much more convenient option and it allows them to fit the app or like the act of sending money around their schedules. And yeah, so I think that's something to consider. अनि
Did you forget my first question? Sorry, I think I said it in such a jumbled way, Halko. I think I kind of just wanted to touch on I don't know if you're able to share, but are there a lot of people using TapTapSend right now from three areas? That's what I wanted to say. And while I'm jumbling that question, mm-hmm. I also wanted to say, what are certain trends? किनभने अस्ति अब दसैँ धमाकाको यो क्याम्पेन त भइरहेको थियो होइन सो त्यो समयतिर अब एज वी एक्सपेक्ट दसैँको बेलातिर चाहिँ डु यु सी सडनली देयर इज अ लट अफ मनी बिइङ सेन्ट टु नेपाल फ्रम योर बेस अफ पिपल
ओके सो युकेमा चाहिँ वी बिन अराउन्ड अ इयर एन्ड सिक्स मन्थ्स जति होइन सो अगस्त 2020 सुरु गरेको थियो सो अगस्त 2020 आई थिङ्क सिक्स मन्थ्स चाहिँ हामीलाई अलिकति डिफिकल्टी नै भयो होइन मार्केट द थिङ विथ वर्किङ इन अ स्टार्टअप एन्ड वर्किङ विदिन अ ग्रोथ पोजिसन इज द्याट नथिङ एक्जिस्ट बिफोर यु इन अ सेन्स किनभने लाइक नेपाली मार्केटमा कसैलाई पनि ट्यापटपको सेन्टको बारेमा थाहा छैन होइन अनि जेनरली नेपाली पिपल वेन इट कम्स टु लाइक डिजिटल प्रडक्ट्स दे आर नट अलवेज लाइक ट्रस्टिङ एन्ड लाइक इट्स फेयर इनफ बिकज यु नो लाइक नेपाली कम्युनिटीभित्र नै धेरै स्क्याम्सहरू पनि भएको छ होइन अनि स्पेसली अराउन्ड द टाइम लाइक 2020 वेन वी केम अराउन्ड लाइक देयर वाज अ लट अफ स्क्याम्स अराउन्ड लाइक जुन हाम्रो क्रिप्टो करेन्सीको नाम लिएर लाइक देयर वर मेनी स्क्याम्स ह्यापनिङ इन द नेपाली कम्युनिटी सो वेन दे थॉट अबाउट लाइक ओके समथिङ लाइक अ डिजिटल फाइनान्स प्रडक्ट दे वर लाइक अ लिटल बिट स्केप्टिकल सो ट्रस्ट गेन गर्न पनि टाइम लाग्यो हामीलाई होइन सो सिक्स मन्थ्स चाहिँ धेरै डिफिकल्ट भयो अनि त्यसपछि हाम्रो ठुलो टिम पनि थिएन त्यति बेला होइन तर वन्स वी हिट द सिक्स मन्थ मार्क वी रियली अन्डरस्टुड द कम्युनिटी एउटा कुरा चाहिँ होइन अनि अर्को कुरा चाहिँ लाइक वी started experimenting more so previously we had purely community level ma mate gariraeko thiyo haina community level marketing only using ambassadors within different groups then we started experimenting a little bit more with influencers a little bit more with events so hamle different channels use garna thalyo haina so that combined with like the fact that we are fee free we were offering fair rates all combined together so like it was a lot of experimentation and so everything came in place around like the 6-7 month mark and then like we started like growing exponentially so now we're at a point where especially in the UK US ma we're just starting out and even in Portugal hamle kaam ta dherai gareko chhau and user base pani strong nai cha but there's a lot more to be done but in the UK where we started out where we've been for a year and a half we've managed to build a very strong community of users haina so every month we have thousands of returning users sending money home to Nepal to the level where like I didn't my hypothesis when I started at TapTapSend was that there will obviously be people sending money from the UK to Nepal but it will mostly be like hamro bakkhare aunu bhako haina maybe less than 5 years bakkhare settle bhai rakhnu bhako maybe hamro army community ko bhai haru who are not married yet whose families are still in Nepal like their girlfriends their wives are still in Nepal and they're still sending money back home maybe they're building their first house in Nepal so I was expecting ki okay market ramrai chha tara like it will mostly be those people that will be sending money as we've grown I've like the UK Nepali market has really surprised me because it's not just like a young laureate it's the older generation it's the aunties it's young students it's military associated ne like when the military guys like laureates are eventually bring their partners over they also start working this is the first time like the women have opportunity and access to like a high level of income compared to like what they could be earning in Nepal, you know? Ani, what we're seeing is like they're also supporting their family, which is a little bit unusual in the Nepali community. The usually expectation is ki like ketali kaam garcha, ketali earn garcha, and despachi ketali family support garcha. But what we're also seeing is like actually ketiharu pani auncha, students maybe as students, maybe like they initially come in as like partners to the laurees, they come in as nurses. And they're really supporting, like, financially their families back home, which is really interesting to see, you know. So, mero maile tyo socheko chai thiyena, you know. And I think it's also a narrative and conversation that's not really had, the fact that, like, women also economically support families, women also send money back home, bhanera tyo tyeti saro conversation hudaina, tara actually garnu hudaresa bhanera chai once the UK started growing and I had a closer look at the actual like user base, that's what we started to see. So actually maile so what we usually do at TapTap Send is ki hamle euta hypothesis rakhchau haina, then we experiment and see if like the hypothesis is correct or not. And one of the hypotheses for me was that, like, okay, probably men will use the product more than women. And probably men will be sending higher amounts. But, like, that is not the case. It's, like, literally, like, 50-50 split. And the amount, like, this is a lot of variation. So women are also, like, equal level ma UK ma chai contribute gare rakhnu bhako chha haina. So generally, herda kheri chai UK is growing really, really quickly. And what we're seeing is like women are sending, men are sending. It's not just migrants who are in their early stages in the UK. It's like everybody. And it is pachi young generation pani like charities or support karne or like kahile kahi sathiharulai birthday ma paisa pathaune or like new year ma party garna ko lai paisa pathaune haina. So I think that's been surprising for me, is that like actually the remittance industry is so big, I know. So tyo chai maile expect gareko thiyena, and as the UK has grown, that's what we're seeing. And like you mentioned, like dasai ko bela ma again, so dasai ma pani hamle tei hypothesis rakheko thiyo ki like dasai ko bela ma chai like dherai paisa pathaunu huncha, I know. So I think this year dasai was like October, end of October, tihar was like early November. So we were like, okay, like get ready for dasai, like October, November, I'd say volumes are gonna shoot up, and like we need to be ready, like everything needs to be in place. But actually dasai and tihar was like our most turbulent period. It was like randoms, ups and downs, you know, kinabane aba dasai ko period ma Nepali banks are the banda huncha. So a lot of people are thinking actually like no, like dasai ko period ma pathayo bhane chai like paisa pugdaina, or like which is not true. You can send during like weekends, you can send during holidays and you'll still receive the money, haina. So tisto my thought process pani hudai raicha, haina. So what we saw is actually a lot of the movement actually happens like a month before dasai. So maybe like August, September, you see like a peak in the money sending, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, like, dasai ko period, actually people are like calmer, like maybe if the rate is good, like they'll send a ola, you know? But khasai, everything is sent in advance.
Right.
And that's something very interesting about the Nepali community, is that we are savers.
Uh-huh.
We like to save and send in bulk. We don't do like, ए ल अहिले यति पठाउँछु भोलि यति पठाउँछु त्यस्तो माइन्डसेट चाहिँ राख्दैनौँ हामीले. युजली हामीले देखेको अनुसार चाहिँ होइन. सो पिपल लाइक टु सेभ अ बल्क अमाउन्ट अफ मनी एन्ड देन लाइक सेन्ड इट फर लाइक समथिङ लाइक ओके लाइक 3 महिनाको लागि स्कुल फिस चाहिँ ल यो मन्थ पठाइरहेको छु भनेर एडभान्समा पठाउने, अथवा लाइक यो चाहिँ यो बिल्सहरूको लागि भनेर, अर लाइक दसैँ तिहारको सबै लाइक प्रिपरेसन्सको लागि चाहिँ months in advance pathaune. So two trends are say it's been very interesting, and I like the fact that like I've had hypotheses and like I've been proven wrong.
Yeah,
like I really like that about this job.
That's so and exciting.
I think that's something exciting about like working within a startup, is like you never know what's gonna happen, and because you're doing it for the first time, like no one knows before you, and you're kind of like figuring out as you go. So it's been interesting. The trends have definitely been not always what I've expected. And I think that's part of what makes it interesting. And I think it also, personal level, it's helped me be more open-minded. So that means like, I don't know everything. I have to be open. I have to experiment. And I have to go with the community that I'm serving rather than me trying to put in like a certain thing. I have to move, right? Rather than like trying to enforce something like, okay, no, I want to make sure that like these people send at this time. But the community to have the opportunity to learn that, like, it's been really humbling and it's been really interesting. And like, it's definitely like personal level, it's helped me become more open-minded as well. Yeah.
It's incredible to hear all that that you just kind of shared. Definitely, I feel like next year ko dasai ko campaign chai ek mahina agadi dekhi nai shuru hune raicha bhanera chai bujhyo haina. Tara aaja tapai le sabai yo kura haru garnu bhayeko chha ni, hamile community ko barema kura garyum, touch garyum, migration ko barema ra aba as hamro community move forward and onwards, hamro kasto khalko relationship huncha Nepal sanga bhanera. Tara no doubt hami jati nai barsa samma bahira desh ma base pani haina, tyo connection to Nepal chan different way ma चेन्ज मोड होला तर रहनै रहेछ भनेर चाहिँ मैले यो पडकास्ट गरेर पनि देख्दैछु बुझ्दैछु किनभने हाम्रो कति गेस्टहरू चाहिँ आउटसाइड अफ द नेपाली कम्युनिटी जसको चाहिँ बाजेहरूको पालादेखि नै उहाँहरू युकेमा बस्दै आउनुभएको छ होइन तर द देयर कनेक्सन टु नेपाल अल्बियट माइट बी डिफरेन्ट फ्रम हाउ अस अलिकति गोर्खाली किड्स माइट एक्सपिरियन्स बट इट्स स्टिल प्रिटी मच देयर खालको र अर्को चाहिँ अब रेमिटेन्सको बारेमा कुरा गर्नुभयो आई थिङ्क हिजो कि अस्तिको दिन मात्रै नयाँ फिगर्स अनाउन्स भएको थियो यो इयर एन्डिङ दिस पोइन्टमा चाहिँ कति अर्ब चाहिँ विदेशबाट पठाएको रेमिटेन्सहरू छ भनेर एन्ड द्याट्स अ ह्युज फिगर And in a way, it's almost quite sad as well.
Yes.
But it almost showcases how much that bahira basera bidesh ma kaam gari rakhera bidesh ma settle hunu bhayeko Nepali harule chai Nepal ma paisa pathai rakhnu bhayeko chha ani tyasle chai euta hamro economy lai nai dherai sath support gariracha. A lot of this touches on you know the study of people, the study of geography, you know,
right.
Which I believe you studied as well. And that's how we met once upon a time.
Yes.
At a kimansa university ko event.
Tyo
samay ma chai, did you ever study, because a lot of the times when you were talking about kati manche ko chai aba physical store presence hudaina, haina, so tei karan uharla aile ko samay ma ta app download garnu is easy. होइन अहिले त अब ब्याङ्कहरूको ब्रान्च पनि हुँदैन धेरै ठाउँमा हामीले जियोग्राफीमा पढ्दाखेरि फाइनेन्सियल एक्सक्लुजनहरूको बारेमा कति पढ्नु परेको थियो किनभने युकेमा पनि धेरै ठाउँ छ जहाँ चाहिँ ब्याङ्कहरू छैन होइन त्योहरू कुरा गरिरहेको थियो अनि आई वाज जस्ट लाइक एक्चुली आई वन्डर इफ सृष्टि फाइन्स रियली इन्ट्रेस्टिङ फ्रम अ भेरी यु नो द्याट काइन्ड अफ ह्युमन पर्सपेक्टिभ अफ थिङ्स एज वेल सो आई वान्ट टु आस्क त्यो समयमा वेन यु वर स्टडिङ एट युनिभर्सिटी वाट सोर्ट अफ एस्पिरेसन्स अर प्लान्स द्याट यु ह्याड इन माइन्ड
Yeah, I think I was reflecting on this, like when I knew that like I was going to be a guest on the podcast, I was thinking about like, okay, like when was the last time I actually met Lex Dai? Like, how do I know him? Like, soti rako the, and I remember that we met at university, like you said, and I think it was like King's College ma.
Hazur.
Nepal talks
conversations
or some
of Nepal when
yes yeah. conversations
which I organized
yeah so like yeah. I remember that's where we met and it feels like a completely different time and I think I was a completely different person in many ways and in many ways I'm still the same person if that makes sense you know and I'm sure for you as well there's lots of change that's happened since that time I think that was like 2016
correct yes
2017 that you know so at that time yes like I was studying geography and now that we're having this conversation like I'm remembering my thesis my dissertation se maile actually Nepali domestic workers working in the UK and how they use social media and like mobile devices to negotiate the constraints of like domestic work kind of so domestic work usually domestic workers are say waharle ghar bhitra nai kaam garnu huncha so waharko employer ko ghar bhitra nai live in बसेर चाहिँ काम गर्नुहुन्छ होइन सो द्याट मिन्स लाइक युजली दे माइट नट गेट अ डे अफ अर अब रुरल एरियामा बस्नु भएको छ भने त उहाँहरूको ट्रान्सपोर्टेसन पनि हुँदैन होइन सो दे कान्ट रियली लिभ द हाउस एन्ड एनी ओर एनिथिङ So I studied how like they would use their phone in order to stay in touch with their community, in touch with Nepal, in touch with their family, you know. UK-based community sang kasari involved hununthyo phone bata athawa like waharko children or sang kasari involved hununthyo waharko children ko life ma, you know. So already at that point, I was really seeing the impact of like digital devices like phones or tablets and the power it had for somebody to stay connected to what was important to them, you know. About number domestic workers ko case ma chai waharko family dherai important thyo, you know. So waharle kasari like Viber, especially Viber kasari chalaunu bhayo ta, you know. Before Viber we had calling cards. Ani calling cards bhaneko mahango pani cha, it's limited time, you have to purchase it like physically and then use it in a scratch. Viber let's say it honestly like revolutionized things for the Nepali community in the sense that this was the first free, of course like MSN or tara, I think MSN or say it was more younger generations using it, right? Tara Viber say it's like universal. Mm-hmm. Like everyone uses Viber, like auntie or uncle or baze or boze or sabli chalaunu hunthyo ta, na. So I really saw how like something so simple like this technology really impacted people's lives, and it really was like for many people it was the only thing like that was keeping them sane, to be honest, like based on like the people that I spoke to, like that was the only thing that would get them by, like being able to have a conversation with their children every single day. Yeah. That is what kept them sane, that is what kept them like motivated. So already maile undergrad level ma nai tyo digital devices or ko power chai dekhisakeko thie haina ani so migration related pani thyo mero tyo study haina ani since then chai I moved to Nepal because I wanted to work in international development. So a lot of the work studies that we do within geography is related to international development and migration. And my main focus in my third year say tyo nai thyo, haina. So I knew I wanted to work in international development after finishing my geography degree. And tespachi ma Nepal gaye, haina. Nepal ma kaam gare for 2.5 years within the development sector. But while I was in Nepal, what I saw was that like business sector, private sector le chai dherai nai impact lairako thyo compared to government sector or like the non-profit sector, in the sense that they were the actual like employment providers, right? They were the actual that was the actual sector that was giving people like a means to live, like money coming in every single month. So once I saw that, I was like, okay, I want to work in the private sector.
In Nepal.
In Nepal, also like within the international development space, because I can see that like private sector le dherai impact garna sakcha. And it's usually moving way, way faster than like, especially Nepal ko government sector bhanda ta ekdamai fast pace ma move gariraknu bhayeko cha. And Nepal lai chahiyeko bhaneko nai, Nepali manchhelai chahiyeko bhaneko nai, employment don't the that's the whole reason everybody is moving, because they want a means of income, they want to like advance their life financially, socially, so they're looking for job, and because they cannot find jobs they're moving away. So maile Nepal ma nai I was like, okay, like I want to work within this sector, and I want to maybe eventually work somewhere where like I can or create something of my own where I can like provide employment to Nepali people. So that's what I had in mind, you know. COVID happened, I moved to the UK to do my master's. So I did my master's in digital business.
I see.
And so the thought I had in mind was ki I want to work within the intersection of international development, migration, business and tech. So त्यो सबै combination भएको ठाउँमा चाहिँ मलाई काम गर्नु छ होइन. वान चाहिँ अब मेरो एकाडेमिक ब्याकग्राउन्ड नै जियोग्राफीमा भयो, इन्टरनेसनल डेभलपमेन्ट र माइग्रेसन भयो. अनि सेकेन्डली मेरो एक्सपिरियन्स इन नेपाल, आई सो लाइक प्राइभेट सेक्टर इज मेकिङ एन इम्प्याक्ट, इज प्रोभाइडिङ इम्प्लोइमेन्ट. अब वी टक्ड अबाउट हाउ लाइक टेक्नोलोजी वाइज लाइक हाउ वाट big of a difference like simple technology makes for Nepali migrants. So I knew these were like middle interest areas. And then I came to the UK, I did my master's in business. And I was like, okay, like I want to combine all of these things. And to be honest, like I think I'm very lucky because within TapTap Send, like that's what I found. I get to use mero geography ko knowledge and learnings, use mero Nepal ko experience, work with the Nepali community, like the community that I love, you know, and also work within like a business role. So yeah, definitely like when we met in 2017, I was a geography student. I didn't necessarily know where I was going. Like I knew I wanted to work in international development, but exactly ki garne tha bhayo, you know. But like looking now in 2022, like I feel like everything led to this. And yeah. Like, I'm so grateful for my geography education. Obviously at that time I was like, okay, is this the right degree? Mm-hmm. And like, obviously doing a social sciences degree from like, as a Nepali person,
yeah.
I think it's becoming more common. Mm. But at that time it wasn't as common. Like literally all so of my, all of the other students within my lecture halls, like within my year, was like literally white. It was like 95% white.
Yeah.
And I was also like, okay, like what's gonna happen? I don't necessarily have like a vocation. I'm not gonna be a doctor. I'm not gonna be necessarily a lawyer. Yeah. So like, what is it that I'm gonna do? And I think that's, but like with geography, like I think it really just opened my mind and it like allowed me to think outside the box and like to really open up and be open about like what could be possible. Like I think in a way it's not necessarily a creative degree, but it allowed me to think about like, okay, what is possible? Mm-hmm. Like what is possible in the world? What kind of world do I want to see? Where do I see myself? And then kind of create a role or find myself somewhere that I can do exactly what I want. Like, yeah. I think that's what it allowed me to do. Like, it really allowed me to open my mind. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's been a interesting and long journey. But yeah, I think looking back now, I think this is...
While you have a glass of water, mm-hmm. Definitely, I think the event about 2016, mm-hmm. Matthew, at King's College, ma, Shrishti la first time, but like, Shrishti told me that she was doing geography in Thiti Belani. Right. That's why I remember mm-hmm. you so much. You know, there are many people, especially Nepali, geography poly daheko bhetin dena pani. Some I've met mm-hmm. only, and Fili, some I found that they just happen to stumble upon the degree and mm-hmm. last month they don't really enjoy it. And right. I always feel sad, but then to hear that you've actually enjoyed that learning and so on, it's great to hear that. And the way that I think all of your themes have kind of merged and in a way now TapTap Send Matsai, the mm-hmm. themes are written, you can kind of explore further. Mm-hmm. I think that's incredible, which is great to hear. Arko chan, ke pani sodhnu man thiyo bhane, tyo samay ma jun bela aafule Nepal ma bitaeko thiyo haina, kaam gardai, tyeti bela pani hami ekchoti chan झलक एउटा इभेन्टमा नै टक इभेन्टमा नै भेटेको थियो. आई लभ हाउ वी जस्ट फ्रिक्वेन्ट टक इभेन्ट्स एट वर सो लाइक रेडी टु हियर पिपल्स पर्सपेक्टिभ्स एन्ड स्टोरिज. त्यति बेला आई यु ब्रिफली मेन्सन टु मी यो कुन ठाउँमा काम गरिरहेको थियो भनेर पनि होइन. आइ एम नट टु स्योर हजुरको ब्याकग्राउन्ड के हो इन टर्म्स अफ कति कहाँ जन्मिनु भएको कहाँ हुर्किनु भयो भनेर पनि. आई थिङ्क द्याट अल्सो मेक्स अ ह्युज डिफरेन्स इन आर रिलेसनसिप विथ नेपाल ओर आर काइन्ड अफ वान्टिङ willingness to kind of go back and try something bhanera pani tara aafulai chai haina kasto khalko tyo anubhav bhayeko thiyo kati ko garo sajilo ya ke kura le chai aafulai surprise pani garya thiyo ki.
So there were many reasons for me moving to Nepal, haina eura chai what we touched upon, hamro background geography bhayo si like international development ra migration ma dherai study gare pachi chai malai chai field level ma nai kaam garnu thiyo haina. काम गर्नु मन थियो किनभने युकेमा अभियसली इन्टरनेसनल डेभलपमेन्ट जब्स आर अभाइलेबल बट देयर मोर फोकस्ड अन लाइक क्याम्पेन्स लाइक फन्ड रेजिङ थिङ्स लाइक द्याट विच अभियसली इज इम्पोर्टेन्ट एज वेल बट आई वान्टेड टु वर्क एट द फिल्ड लेभल सो आज लाइक इफ आई वान्ट टु डु द्याट आई निड टु रियलिस्टिकली गो टु लाइक अ डेभलपिङ कन्ट्री And like, obviously Nepal's one that I already have connection with. I already speak the language, so it makes like rational sense. Ani, I think another reason I wanted to move to Nepal was also a lot to do with identity. Aina, Ani, when I grew up in the UK, I was living in a very white area. So I was living in a village called Wimbish in Essex. And everyone was white. I was trying to kind of figure out like who I am. And so
how old were you when you moved to the UK?
I was 10.
Okay.
And so while I was at Saffron Walden High School, so A-levels, Mate, I was like, okay, like for university, I want to go to London. I don't want to go anywhere else because I want to go where like there are lots of different cultures, lots of different people from different backgrounds. So I want to completely escape this like white life that I have
small
here.
Town, yeah.
And so I only applied to like, I think you could apply to five different universities at that time. I applied to four London universities and one outside of London, but that was kind of just like, because I had to put the fifth one, Calcutta.
What was it, Royal Holloway?
No, it was Exeter. I don't know why I picked
Exeter
that.
Is very far. Right?
I don't know why I picked that, but it's I picked like Exeter country. For some reason. I know. And this was, I think I just did it based on like rankings rather than anything else, apart from the London universities. So once I applied, I was like, okay. And I lived my life in London. Like I enjoyed it. Like I was with people from different backgrounds, different minorities. And so I felt like I felt more comfortable, but I felt like, okay, I don't fully feel, this is not enough, Kalko Filwa. No, you know, and of course, like they were from like different ethnic groups that are like, it was, I felt like I wasn't getting like a pure Nepali experience. I wanted to fully experience and understand my Nepali side. So I was like, the only way I can do that is if I go to Nepal. And once I went to Nepal, you know, I also felt like it's now or never. Kinabhane ma bhakkhari graduate bhaye, you know, mero testo saro responsibilities chaina, mero family, like I don't have children to look after, or like I haven't necessarily started my career yet. If I get settled in the UK, if I work for like 2-3 years, definitely I will have like less reason to come back and settle, like live here. So I want to do it now, khalko feeling aaya. So I stayed there. Ani, I think look, like now, I don't think as at the age I am, like as a 28-year-old, I wouldn't do what I did then. Like it really helped the fact that I was young. I was like, to an extent, naive. I was optimistic. I was like, I can do anything. I can change the world. I can have an impact on a great scale. Like I was, I'm a brave one. I'm stupid one. I'm kiki one. But like I was just like, I can do anything. Kalko mindset.
I can go for it.
I can go for it. I can do anything. I didn't necessarily think about like the rationalities. Like okay, you're living in a developing country that comes with like certain things like infrastructurally, you know, about opportunities wise, funny, there's like differences, there are certain disadvantages that you're gonna have. I didn't think about that. I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. But once, like I think 6 months like it was so easy. I was like rose tinted glasses, and everything's great, everything's amazing. This was the 6 months mark, 1 month mark, 1 year mark, like as I started working there, it was definitely challenging. It was very, very challenging as a woman and within the role that I was doing. So I was working in good governance, you know. So we were working directly with people from Singh Darbar, ministries, things like that. And you go to Nepal, you start working, I know already timlai euta level ko culture shock huncha, haina kinabhane NGOs ma especially NGOs ma already there are people who are who studied in Europe or like US, haina, and they come back and they work in international development or certain level of education, certain background bada hununcha, haina. So waharsanga adjust garna pani time lagcha bhane, if you then throw someone into like Nepali public service, haina, public sector, I was shocked. The first time I went into Singh Darbar, I was like, like that was, I think that was the first time it really hit me that I'm in Nepal. I live in mm-hmm. Nepal and I work here. Manrik, you know, it was very, very unprofessional. I know. We had a meeting at Single Darbar, and at that time, like the NGO that I was working at, like we were very tight on resources. So I was leading the whole like fellowship program that I was managing. I know. And I think I was like 23 at the time. So I was dealing with public partners who were like sachiv, level ko mancheharu, haina, ani ministers level ko mancheharu. I was managing people, including men who were like older than me. They didn't necessarily respect me. Ani like yeah. So already NGO ma kaam gardai ni struggle bhairathyo, haina. Tara tya Single Darbar ma gaisakepachi chai the lack of respect. One they had for me because I was young, because I was a woman, it was like honestly incredible. And recently I was in Nepal and I was talking to a colleague who was working with me at that time, you know, and we were just saying like, I think if you heard the stories you wouldn't believe it, you know, one, like, but like we, like it feels like a movie almost. Like we were just like, we can't believe we experienced that. We had to go through that. We had like literally no support. So generally in terms of like, there are infrastructurally, as a woman, you're going to have to go through certain struggles that maybe men are not going to have to go through. Opportunities wise, there are limited opportunities compared to the UK. Like UK, any field you can like work.
Yeah.
Like I'm like working in a very, I'm like, okay, I want to work in the intersection of like international development, tech or business. Like this mapani, I'm finding a role. That's never going to happen in Nepal, right? Like you have to go for what's available. So dere kura like rationally sochta kheri chai, now I'm like, I don't think I would have made that. I would make that move now. Mm-hmm. But like, I think at that time, because I was young, I was in a completely different mindset. I made that decision, but yeah, it was definitely difficult. And I feel like I've just rambled now. And like,
I think that's great. I think that's such a, not everything in life is so structured and our answers don't have to be I mean, within all that you shared, there were so many learning points. And I know that you mentioned that there were certain kind of experiences that you would not want other people to have, or as a young 23-year-old woman, maybe you were too early, it was not fair for you to kind of experience. I also think that that's such a, it's the young people who have this fire, okay, who have this energy and joy, something which I can relate. And I'm just like, sometimes now I'm a 30-year-old and I feel like, oh my god, I feel like this level of passion has just died. You really feel like you can change the world. And sometimes I do think, do I want to be that 30-year-old or do I want to be that person who's like, actually, no, you can't change the world, or be like, actually, no, go do it, go do whatever you need to do, because you'll do it for yourself. And if sometimes some people end up doing extraordinary things, then you might end up changing something for the entire community, etc. So I think it's that sometimes it takes us somewhere, but now when you look back, it's just like, oh my god, I can't believe I did that.
I think also like as you get older, you start thinking about like family, or like you start thinking about maybe, I don't like the term like settling down, like buying a house or like being financially stable.
Oh my god, let me just say, even in your early 30s or 30s, then you start thinking, okay, ghar pani bhayo, career pani bhairayeko chha, haina, aba bachcha partner, if you want, maybe it will happen, if it might not happen, and then you think, opportunity, where's the next fire, what's the next spark? So I think there's your human nature ko alikati hune nai hola, haina. So I think every now and again we need to kind of check in on what our kind of value for that fire is going to be. Otherwise, I think life becomes very stale, nita. So I think hopefully there'll be much more interesting challenges along the way and adventures in addition to Tap Tap.
Yeah, I think one thing like what this has made me think of is ki like, like when I was younger and I went to Nepal and I felt like I could adapt to anything. बिकज मेरो माइन्डसेट नै लाइक म जे पनि गर्न सक्छु, म वर्ल्ड नै चेन्ज गर्छु, लाइक म एकदमै राम्रो काम गर्नेवाला छु भनेर त्यो माइन्डसेट थियो होइन. सो जे च्यालेन्ज आए पनि आई वाज लाइक नो आम गर्न फेस इट खालको होइन. एन्ड देन वन्स आई कम ब्याक टु द युके एन्ड लाइक देयर आर सर्टन थिङ्स द्याट यु गेट भेरी कम्फर्टेबल विथ राइट. द फ्याक्ट द्याट यु हेभ अ हट सावर, द फ्याक्ट द्याट यु क्यान इट वाट एभर यु वान्ट, इट्स लाइक लिटल थिङ्स बट लाइक it makes life so convenient. Yeah. I know
this sounds so bratty, you know, but arko chai malai ke lagcha bhane yaha kasto life convenient ra sajilo cha that it makes us in a way alsi ke
aina
aba malai aba ke order garnu man cha bhane, okay this is really bad example cuz you know not good for the environment, ta malai ke order garnu man cha bhane sometimes I can get it delivered today nai, or I can get it delivered tomorrow, next day delivery, everything. Tara नेपाल या अरू देशमा त्यो छैन भनेको चाहिँ होइन, तर कहिलेकाहीँ चाहिँ अलिकति इट्स नट एज इजी, द सिस्टम्स ओ इन्फ्रास्ट्रक्चरहरू अलिकति यहाँ पुगेको छैन नि त होइन. यहाँतिर त अब त्यो कुराहरू भयो, कति धेरै कुरा सजिलो छ नि त, आई नसोचिकन क्या वर जस्ट लाइक अटो मोडमा क्या. सो आई आई वरी फर आवर ब्रेन अलट अफ इट इज नट बिङ युज राइट नाउ.
You, it's interesting you say that, kinabane. I think the things that actually prompted me to move back to the UK were actually those minor inconveniences that eventually add up.
Yeah.
Haina kinabane at that time mero mission bhaneko chai I want to like contribute to Nepal's development thyo haina. So I had an end vision, I had an end goal, and so like I was striving for that. But in that process, it was like the little things, like as soon as you leave the house, like there's like an uncle like staring at you. And I'm like, oh, my God, like you look like you have your own kids, like you're like a 40-year-old. Why are you staring at me like up and down while I'm walking? Pollution, boyo, you know, but also like transportation. Pani, you can't always. Nepal's salary is going to be very different to a UK salary, right? So you can't always afford to like get a taxi or like maybe even like patao garna pani, maybe not everyone can afford that, right? So if you're getting public transportation, seat paundaina, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but like I'm just, I want to highlight ki the everyday realities, right?
Yes.
You don't get a seat, it's cramped. It's slow, you know. So by the time timi office, of course end goal ta yeah Nepal ko development like contribute garne ho haina, tara timi office pugne bela samma nai ek tyo 1 ghanta ko commute ma nai timi you've so much energy has been spent that like it's quite difficult to then like build yourself back up and then start again, you know. So I think the minor inconveniences actually contributed over time to me being like, oh my god, can I really live here like long term bhanne. So as I say, like I think I started getting because of those things, because the fact that I want to work in international development, the fact that like I want to stay connected to the Nepali community, the fact that like I want to contribute to like Nepal's economy, that has never changed for me. It's just like the little things that eventually contributed me to be to question like, can I do this one? It was definitely the minor things, you know. So I think like, not that I'm one to give advice, everyone's experience is different, but if anyone is planning to move to Nepal or anything like that, like I think you have to just like remember that you have to focus on the end goal. And like you have to be able to let go of the small things, and it's actually very challenging to do so. That are like timro end vision ra end goals ekdamai strong hunu parcha haina, and those inconveniences to the point that those inconveniences will affect you but they don't matter, okay?
Yeah,
haina. So yeah, definitely if anyone is planning to do that, the end vision say like has to be really strong, and I think you have to constantly remind yourself of that, because the minor inconveniences definitely challenging hudai janta thapdai janta thapdai janta everyday experience garepachi like kyo yo jasto feel hune haina. So yeah, I think that was more challenging than the bigger stuff.
No, that is so true. Thank you for being so honest about it as well, because कहिलेकाहीँ चाहिँ अब हामी जहिले तहिले यहाँ बस्दाखेरि चाहिँ वी अलवेज लुक एट समवेयर विथ अ भेरी रोमान्टिक पर्सपेक्टिभ होइन,
अनि
रोमान्टिसाइज पनि धेरै गर्छौँ. र अब नेपाल हामी छुट्टीमा जाने मात्र बानी भएर हामीले सोध्छौँ, छुट्टीमा जाँदाखेरि त सबै सजिलो हुन्छ होइन, तर त्यहाँ बस्न थाले पछाडि त्यही हो सबसे सानो कुराहरू विच यु एक्सपिरियन्स अन द डे इट एड्स अप. बट आइडेन्टिटी वाइज, सो डु यु फिल मच मोर एट peace or at content with being who you are, where you are right now?
Like I previously mentioned, more, I grew up in a very white village, went to a very white school, wanted to escape that, wanted to go to London so I could be with like ethnic minority background, Comanche or Ruaina. Antispati obviously moved to Nepal because I was like, okay, I still don't feel like fully Nepali, or I don't feel like I've understood my Nepali side. Obviously moved to Nepal, you know. And Nepal, ma dui borsa, sare dui borsa bosisakepachi chai, like my English, my Nepali became stronger pani, you know. Our language pani, ani culturally pani, like sabai, as an adult living in Nepal, like I felt truly Nepali, and I felt like I belonged completely. And also what I liked about living in Nepal is that I was anonymous. Mm-hmm. Like I looked like everybody else. No one is looking at me. No one cares about me because I look like the other girl, like just walking past, right? Mm-hmm. I don't look mm-hmm. different to the other people. So titi bela, like I just felt very Nepali and I felt very comfortable in myself. No one was asking me where are you from or like kotha bada ko ki kosali sodhena kosali care pani gardaina, because I look like everybody else. I speak the same language. Culturally pani, like I had obviously adapted to some level to like Nepali culture, like Nepal based culture ne. So teti bela dherai comfortable feel bhayo haina. Despachi UK farkisake pachi chai I felt so Nepali. And also after spending 2.5 years there, you know, I felt more comfortable Nepali ma bolna, ani mero accent pani like aile mo English bolda heri halka Nepali accent, Kathmandu accent, ani British accent mix bhayera, like alikati I was sounding
becoming
more,
a global accent.
it was becoming more Nepali accent khalko English, haina. And then I spoke to, as soon as I arrived, I was speaking to one of my friends, what's the word? Not a friend.
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance. Yes. Yeah, that's it. And this like fully English accent ma, you know, and this like perfect English vocabulary, perfect like grammar and everything. And I was like, shit, like how do I fit back in now? You know, and mirror like अब नेपालीमा बोल्ने बानी भइसक्यो, एक्सेन्ट पनि चेन्ज भइसक्यो, अब चाहिँ म कसरी युकेमा फिट इन हुने त झन् त्यो पो लाइक टेन्सन पर्न थाल्यो होइन एज सुन एज आई केम ब्याक एन्ड ह्याभिङ ह्याड द्याट इन्टरेक्सन विथ द्याट पर्सन देन आई रिफ्लेक्टेड अन इट एन्ड आई वाज लाइक ओके लाइक म नेपाली हो भनेर चाहिँ अब चाहिँ इस्टाब्लिस भयो, 2 वर्ष नेपालमा गएर बसेँ, अब त्यो चाहिँ इस्टाब्लिस भयो, म ब्रिटिस हो त भनेर त्यो क्वेसन आउन थाल्यो होइन. एन्ड देन आई थिङ्क now I'm at a point, like I've been back for since February of 2020 mm-hmm. February ma aako thie back, you know, so I think it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Ani now say I feel like okay, I am Nepali and I am also British and I have no one to prove that to, like I feel very comfortable being both those things. I think previously say I used to be like, oh, I'm British Nepali or I'm Nepali British, but now what I say is like I'm Nepali and I'm also British. That's how, if I ever had that conversation with somebody, that's how I would introduce myself, because I feel like they are two distinct things. And of course like British Nepali bhanne pani euta arkai distinct thing ho, you know? But I think like after my experience in Nepal, I feel very Nepali. And then like having grown up in the UK and the fact that UK is a very global place, yeah. Like and the even though I have an accent when I speak English now, like that doesn't mean I'm not British, you know, any
kasto
global
thau
ho, you know, sabiko like obviously Britain ko history anusar pani, you know, we are an island made up of very different backgrounds, and so tyo pani like I feel British pani, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel strongly both. I feel Nepali pani, I feel British pani, and I think but maybe this is something that comes with age. I don't feel like that is a question that like hurts my brain at night.
Yeah.
Like I don't lose sleep. I don't like spend too much time thinking about moko, like how do I fit in, or like
where do I fit in?
What do people think of me, how do people see me, wonder tyo saro titi saro matlab hudaina. But I think that's only because I went through the whole journey right? Yeah. From like a 10-year-old who moved to the UK all the way to now a 28-year-old like who's like gone back to Nepal, come back to the UK and like working here. Balla tyo kati aba like over like 20 years
ko journey.
Pachi balla like I'm feeling a certain sense of like the fact that it doesn't bother me anymore. Like I feel like I'm comfortable now. It's not really an issue for me anymore. And like we're talking about like human tendencies of a human brain, you know? Now that I feel like that, I'm like, oh, what was I worrying about? Kino tension lidako la. This to feel unsa, but actually
like I little because
yeah, it's because like, you're I'm at that already stage at that stage now. Okay. And I think think that's something also like to keep in mind ki like just because you are at a certain age point in your journey, don't forget where you were before. And like I think remembering your journey and also acknowledging where you are now, I think also helps you to empathize with other people who are maybe at like a different point in their journey, right?
Correct.
So I think that's something that I want to like always remember and like try not to make it a smaller deal and be like, oh, like what was the point of all of that? Like because it was very important. And I think you know, job mapani, like it's been very important for me to like acknowledge ki like the position that maybe a migrant coming in right now, I've also like we haven't been in the same position, but I can empathize with the fact that this person like is not familiar. They don't feel like they belong here. It's hard for them maybe to communicate. See, like I see that, and like I think it helps me a lot to connect and empathize with the community that I'm working in with as well, and it helps me feel closer to the people that I'm serving.
So
I think the journey's been an interesting one.
I think that's great. I think it's really good that
I feel like it's come full circle. The fact that I'm working with the Nepali community, I'm working with the migrant community.
I think जुन तरिकाले आफूले त्यो जर्नी लिड गर्यो त्यो क्वेस्ट अफ आइडेन्टिटी सर्चिङ ट्राइङ टु प्लेस वान सेल्फ होइन त्यो सेन्स अफ बिलोङ्गिङ भन्ने कुराहरू आउँछ नि त्योहरू गर्दै गरेको आई थिङ्क कति धेरै मान्छेको हुन्छ होला धेरै मान्छेको हुन्छ होला होइन कतिको सायद नहोला विच इज ग्रेट टु तर इट्स इट्स समथिङ द्याट रियली हेल्प्स अस एन्ड एड्स टु आर लर्निङ एन्ड एन्ड नलेज अफ लाइफ एज वेल होइन एन्ड हेल्प्स अस मिट सो मेनी डिफ्रेन्ट एन्ड डाइभर्स पिपल एज वेल गोइङ ब्याक टु अब युकेको कुरा आउँदाखेरि अब ल्याङ्ग्वेज एक्सेन्ट होइन कति धेरै यु नो पोएट्रीहरू पनि कति हामीले पढ्नु पर्थ्यो नि पहिला एन्थोलोजीमा जिसिएससीहरूमा होइन वाट्स इन अ नेम वाट्स इन अ ल्याङ्ग्वेज खालको टाइपको एन्ड इक्वली तपाईँ अङ्ग्रेजी नै बोल्नु हुँदैन भने पनि इफ युर born and raised here or however you identify, that's you, right? Whether you are British but do not speak English or do not speak in the accent that is deemed English or British. I think a lot of us are changing things right now and a lot of young people are speaking up as well. And that's why I'm like, young people, if there's something you want to do, just do it.
Because
sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I would never be able to do that. But then I was just like, oh my God, we did some interesting stuff too back then. So on that note, I think we're finally coming to the final part of the podcast. तपाईँहरूले सुनिराख्नु भएको छ भने धेरै धेरै थ्याङ्क यू. तर जानुभन्दा अगाडि चाहिँ what I want to ask Srishti is looking ahead, I'm not sure when this podcast is landing. Might be 2023 को January or December 2022. तर looking ahead, what's in store or what kind of plans or ideas do you have for the year ahead?
I think as a 20-year-old, I think personal level ma, professional level ma, I feel at a place where I'm like content. I feel comfortable. I feel confident. I know. So I think I want to enjoy this place as much as possible. Kinabane. Yes. It's been a long journey, right? We said like it's been like a 20-year-old journey to get to this space. So I think enjoying this as much as possible. And then to be honest, like this might need a whole different podcast, but like truly what I'm seeking in life is freedom. But I guess like in one way, I identity ko freedom se moile pae to a certain level, you know, now that I've explored it. I've reached a place where I feel comfortable. I know who I am. Two level of freedom. About migration ko era purpose usually economic ne unsa. Our parents migrate unu bako ne. Like bata alai ramro education dine. They'll get a good job. So like obviously financial freedom, and that's one of the reasons I moved back as well. Is like obviously financially the Nepal mo the UK mane I'll do better. Bonera tu. Mindset later pani mo farkeko ho haina so financial freedom bhayalyo so I think generally ani aba once you start working once you work within the capitalist system you realize that you don't have time for freedom right kina ani I think I was lucky in the sense that I got to explore all of these things about like moko mera identity ke ho la nepal gaera mo explore garchu bhanne jun time thyo jun freedom thyo tyo maile aile pauna sakdina right because the work is so busy working in a very fast paced environment like you're take a lot of your brain space is taken there haina टाइम भनेको पनि विकेन्ड्स हो विकेन्ड्समा पनि अब एक दिन त रेस्ट गरेर नै जान्छ अब अर्को दिन सोसलाइज गरेर जान्छ भने चाहिँ त्यो सोच्ने टाइम पनि पाउँदैन आफ्नो पर्सनल प्रोजेक्ट्सहरू केही गर्ने टाइम पनि पाउँदैन होइन सो आई थिङ्क अल्टिमेटली वाट आइम सिकिङ इज फ्रिडम आइडेन्टिटी वाइज फाइनेन्सियली वाइज टाइम वाइज आई थिङ्क द्याट्स वाट आइम लुकिङ फोर एन्ड I don't know what's going to lead me to that place exactly, but that's the vision I have for myself is like, I want to eventually get to a place where I have control over everything in my life. On all levels, say I want to feel free. I don't know if this answer is a bit too deep and vague.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I love that. And I think I'll just say it on air. I know that, we brought you here on the Action With podcast because, you know, we wanted to talk about TapTap as being a podcast partner as well. But on another note, I was really excited to be able to have this conversation with you because hami kahile pani esto tarikale ta gaf gareko chaina. But I already felt seeing your kind of trajectory, UK ma padeko thiyo and then Nepal ma you were working with interesting organizations and so on. So I was just like, oh my God, I wonder like, you know, I knew your value system, Aru. It's very, it's something that I kind of like relate to as well. So that's why I was just like, okay, you know what? It's going to be great to have this conversation with you. So I'm glad that we finally were able to make this time and hopefully this podcast will be enjoyed by people who are listening at home as well. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest, Srishti.
Thank you so much for having me. This was really fun. I mean, like, I was really
nervous. She was being nervous. That's why she kept laughing. I'm just like, ooh.
And I think at points I definitely rambled. But, like, yeah, I think this is definitely a new thing for me. Like, I've never been on set with, like, cameras and mics. And like,
well, hopefully it's the start of many because, you know, there's so much for you to share as well. And right. I think now, you know, onwards as well, the quest to freedom bhanne kura garya thiyo haina this ma pani kati dherai unpack garna sakinchha haina and for us just to be able to have this conversation about wanting to be free, it's like almost speaks like, who are we? It's like we're so privileged to as well, you know, hop across things so we can always go off in another tangent. Tara aile ko lagi hami yahi rokum haina sabai jana lai gharma heri rakhnu bhayeko cha bhane dherai dherai dhanyabad ra suni rakhnu bhayeko cha bhane pani dhanyabad hamilai leave us a 5-star rating. Hazurale suni rakhnu bhayeko thiyo Action With podcast. And this was with Srishti Gurung, presented by A-Star Financial Solutions UK, supported by New Lakshmi Jewelers, Tap Tap Send, Nepali Music Festival UK, and Nepal Authentic Dining. Thank you so much.